Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our God and Father, knowing, brethren beloved by God, his choice of you. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves report about us, what kind of a reception we had with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come.
Imagine that you're at a professional sports event. Thousands of people cheer loudly as if their shouts could actually will their team to victory. How many believers do you know who put that same passion and intensity into their faith? In his letter to the church at Thessalonica, the Apostle Paul rejoiced in the congregation's passion for telling the world about Christ. Because the city was a busy seaport, the church there had the ear of the entire world. Travelers would hear the gospel and then take it back and share it with their own communities. Paul praised the Thessalonians because the word of the Lord sounded forth from them. The apostle painted a powerful word picture. The Greek verb he used refers to a sound that projects like a trumpet blast or thunder. So Paul was praising the Thessalonians for being living megaphones proclaiming Christ. If you're a fan of Jesus, then you have the responsibility of sharing with the world who he is and what he has done for you. Shout it from the rooftops. Fill entire stadiums with the thunder of your praise. Don't just show the people around you who your favorite sports team is. Make sure they know who your Savior is as well.